4, 2, 1. Wait for the beat to drop. Wait for that noise to want to pop. Just like a decadent personal cop. Just like a two-faced cop. Wait for that pain to drop. Love is not for punk. What is that what you want? Love is not for punk. What is that you want? What do you want? What do you want? Just not something you need to What you want? What you want? What you want? Lost his heart. What you want? Lost his heart.
stable of toolkit of synthesizers. We've got a modern synth like the Teenage Engineering OPZ, and a digital synth. We've got like a Juno GI, another digital synth, PCM, and Boss Effects, Supernatural Sounds. And then we've got like a hybrid, the JDXI. We've got analog and got the Supernatural Sound. And then we've got one of our favorite synthesizers, the grandmother from Moog, like a modern take on a mini Moog, but modular, going back to like a System 11 or 55 or 33. So it's got the original ladder filter and the ability for it to kind of do this overdrive. It's like the CDP mixer, which is a classic Moog mixer, which we use to a great extent, and a real Sprig reverb. It goes back to like model 55s and 33s. And then we got an Arturia, which is a modern analog synth. It's got a state variable filter. We got the Moog Mother 32, a single oscillator synth that can act like it has three. And they got the two oscillator percussive analog synthesizer, the D-Fan. And then a hybrid again with the Roland System 1M, which uses their kind of thing called ACD, but it's an analog, virtual analog type of behavior. And it actually has CD to other things that we've got, in terms of like a V2V, a V2 vocal transformer, and an MX1 performance mixer. So all this stuff is like, for those of you who aren't into deep production stuff, it allows us to have a hardware solution. And then with our recording tool, which it's a combination of the MX1 performance mixer, it has like 4 USB inputs, 1/4 inch and 1/8 inch inputs, plus a Zoom R24 hardware recorder, which then means we don't need a computer, we don't need a DAW. We can directly record everything into the Zoom onto SD card, and then bring that into our mastering, which we use Vandar, and then we use the new SoundCloud Dolby Labs mastering tools. We can take a WAV file with the R24 directly, course, WAV file, and then lets you take that file, and it actually creates steps. So if you create multiple tracks, every track is on its own mono or stereo stem, and then you can bring that into your recording solution. Usually we master it on the R24 and then remaster it in Landar or the Dolby Lab SoundCloud solution. So the first song on deck is a man taking the mic and doing the song Love Is Not For Punk, so we'll let him talk about that.
Sometimes we like to get pretty rough, and with all these bag of fuckheads around, we had to make a statement. So we just said, love is not for punks. Now we love real punks, like the Sex Pistols and the Clash and the Ramones, Joy Division. But we don't appreciate bag of punks. Bag of punks are vile, right? So this song is not talking about rock and roll or musical punks. It's talking about kind of punk that takes a Confederate flag to the Capitol, kind of punk that relieves himself by Nancy Pelosi's desk. That's the kind of punk we can't have. So this song is for all those bag of fuck that did what they did on January 6th to go down the day in infamy. I just had my coffee. But this song is tough. This song is with a G-Fam. This song uses a grandmother. It's not your normal grandmother. It's both motherfucking grandmother. And we tore it up. Like George said, we tore the roof off the mother. And that's all I got to say. This song like kicks ass, kicks name, and it kicks great in the ass. So, George needs to come back right now.
Yeah, well, I know. I know the Phantom,
Phantom sometimes gets a little rage in the cage. It's Jake Giles, man. So we did a little variation on that. We know there's a song called Rage in the Cage, but we did Rave Cage. Rave Cage. And this song's about Raven and getting into the NDMA sonic situation. And it has a cool feel. We were playing with a lot of cool stuff. But what we did with this song, if I remember, we actually used the OPZ to create the rhythm. So we took the OPZ, Teenage Engineering, little tiny mini synth, or another little hardware synth. It's kind of claim to fame. It's a 16-track sequencer. Got a little drum machine in it. It's got a sampler in it. We actually used the sampler in the OPZ. Sampled our voice, created a little interesting track. I really don't hear it. It's kind of fumble, trip, wave. And then we took that and took a bunch of took a bass line, did an arpeggiator, did the chord. We didn't really use the chord creator, but we used the lead line, bass line, kick, drum, and cymbal. they're not confident. But it's a really good performance, and it kind of shows, like, okay, sometimes, like, within electronic music, the complexity of what you're doing, because they have to turn a drum machine on, they have to get the sequencer going, they got to kind of, they're kind of on a rail, like a video game, they're kind of stuck with the drum machine and the sequencer, they got to kind of stay within that, so they don't have a lot of room, you know, but they actually did, they changed the lyrics, they added a verse, they changed the structure of the song, it's not exactly like the original, but they kind of like, they felt, it seemed like they were under pressure. I don't know if they were nervous being on camera, but it's actually kind of interesting. And we would suggest everybody go out. I think it's on billboard.com. They got a video for it. And it's a really cool article. Like I said, I think it just talks about Perfect Kiss saying it's record greatest, one of the greatest live videos ever done. And I do agree. I would say, you know, play Hendrix. Performance where he burned his guitar before the one at Woodstock is in there, and this is a different type of performance. You know, I would say, you know, you look at bands like Clash, Hendrix, The Doors, you know, a lot of great performances in music. Say this is one of the greatest. You know, some people would probably argue if you compare it to, like, you know, The Band or Led Zeppelin, like The Last Walk or something, like maybe it doesn't rise to that level, but it's great in that it shows, like, the honesty of the band, and if you're into new wave and synthesis, it shows that kind of the reason why I play synthesizers is what you can do with them and how you can create this kind of tone, and this the combination of the sequencing, the drum machines, the physical drum, electronic drums that are used, and then the integration, I think, with the bass guitar, and the importance of new wave of bass guitar melodic leads. I mean, pretty much this Perfect Kiss song is a bass-heavy kind of entwistle kind of idea. It's a lead bass. And it's, I mean, the bass is the main rhythm and the main melody of the whole song. And it's a very dynamic, very upper register use of the bass, and if you see this kind of use of bass in the wave a lot, where a lot of people might have thought it was actually the guitar doing the lead, but it's the bass doing the lead on the song. And that's very informative if you're trying to get into new wave, you're trying to understand it. A lot of new wave is very bass, and it has a lot of guitar. There's a lot of kind of funk, rhythmic, you know, Prince-like guitar uses of funk type of chord strumming, or basically it's like jazz funk use of the guitar, and then the lead use of the bass, and then with the sequencing and the drum machines, and then the pads being used. Somewhat simplistic chord patterns, but it kind of serves the song. That's why a Perfect Kiss is what it is, kind of like the way Love Will Tear Us Apart. The very simple synth line, but it's the dynamicism of the drum, snare drum on that song, and the guitar, and the bass again, is really the preeminent thing that made New Order and Joy Division what they are, and even today, New Order is a fan favorite of mine, and the Phantom. So I hope you like this episode, get into the Rave Cage, and we like to talk about our understanding of music. Again, if you think you like what we're doing, feel free to support us with a payment through Anchor FM and 99 cents a month, call out of the year, or PayPal me a one-time donation. And we'll talk to you later, all you Ghost Nation fans. I call you the Ghost Nation, especially if you start funding us better. We'll call you the Ghost Nation. And like we said, we've got a copy we sent a couple episodes back of a poetry book the Phantom did called Cancer. And if you become a subscriber at $9.99 a month, if you do it for a whole year, we'll give you a free copy. We see you've done 2 months of the $9.99, don't drop it. We will send you a free copy of Cancer if you give us your info. So
cave. Brutal impress. Brave cave. Put it there, or put it in your face.
Hey. come with you, you're not bad. You do it cause you think you're that bad. I do it because I like it like that. Girl, I'm gonna tap that ass. Do it cause like we did. You do it cause I'm tapping ass. You know I love it up the net. Bitches like fusion and free jazz. Gonna tap that ass. Gonna tap so
till you get it all over that nest.